Welcome back. We look at another retail banking product on the asset side called the reverse mortgage loan. Now, what is reverse mortgage loan? We've heard about home loan. So, reverse mortgage loan is a home loan product, but it is designed for senior citizens. So, they convert their fixed asset, that is their house, into an income channel without having to encash their rights for any requirement. So, they give their house to the bank. And basis that security, bank gives them a loan. So they utilize the loan value to take care of their needs. And once they pass away, the person who inherits that property must pay to the bank the loan plus the interest. And once the person has paid, then the property becomes to the person who's the legal heir of the senior citizen. So the purpose of this is to supplement the cash flow stream of senior citizens, so they can utilize their assets. So in a country like India, many people save, their only saving is the property which they have bought and paid for throughout their life. So reverse mortgage helps them to take advantage of the property that they have already invested in by getting some cash flows to help them live their life well till they die. So what is the eligibility? Obviously, it's for senior citizen above 60 years of age, and marriage couples will be eligible as joint borrower where the spouse should not be below 55 years of age at the time of application. Both should be the owner of the residential property in India or in their names. Commercial property will not be taken as security under the property. There's no maximum amount stipulated. But however, most banks would give maximum loan up to rupees 1 crore, inclusive of interest for their entire tenure of loan. Margins are usually kept around 20%, and banks keep the option to revise periodic annuity amount. The borrower is expected to maintain the property and pay taxes. Repayment of loan. So no repayment is required as long as the borrower lives. The loan becomes due and payable when the last serving borrower dies or would like to sell the home. Loan will then become due for recovery and payable. The settlement of loan with accrued interest to be met by sale proceeds received. Borrower or his estate shall be provided with the first right to settle the claim without the sale of property. Interest. Interest should be fixed rate option or at floating rate. Depends on what the tie up with the bank. Security will be a simple EMI mortgage of the residential property. Tenure is usually 15 years, which may be further extended till survival of the borrower and subject to the value of the property. The property mortgaged must be insured. That is the key condition. So this kind of products, which are recent developments, have come into India. It gives an opportunity for senior citizen to live their life with dignity after working for their entire adulthood, and in many cases the property is the only asset which they have created over the tenure of their life. This kind of product helps them to live peacefully and take advantage of the investment made in the property. So it's a very welcome product, especially for senior citizen. However, due to lack of knowledge and due to our culture, not many people have taken advantage of this kind of product. But over a period of time, we will see the kind of product, this product, more and more people opting for this, and they will definitely benefit out of it. So thank you, and we'll get into the next chapter.